Good morning.
Good morning.
Not much going on these days, is there?
Oh, man, it is. There's something going on all the time.
Just got to cram it all in before the end of school. It's always like this. It probably always will be.
Yep, that's right. That's what makes things a lot of fun, but it's just you got to ramp things up and be ready to go the next few days here.
Well, I want to talk graduation, but before that, the school year 2024-25, what kind of a year was it? What great things come to mind when I ask you about the year? What's on your mind?
For our 24-25 school year, it's just been a really, really good year. We've proud of our staff, proud of our students, and proud of our parents and our community for just the things that we've been able to do, the seniors that will be graduating are able to accomplish and walk away with those experiences for the next part of their lives. The big thing, you know, is there something that's big out there? You know, I think just every day, the commitment and the things that we keep trying to strive for with all of our students, whether that's freshmen all the way up to our seniors. And it's just been, it's always interesting to see the growth throughout the year and where those, and where our kids are at and what they need and the supports and then the successes as well. So always great. Each year is always different, but each year there's always some similarities with things too. So as we're counting down here, the last few days, it's just fun to reflect on all of that, to let all the accomplishments that I've had inside and outside the classrooms.
And you've been around long enough, you probably look at these graduates and go, there's no way you're already graduating.
This is the class that they had me as their sixth grade principal, their seventh grade principal, their eighth grade principal at the middle school. Then I was able to move up and fortunate to go to the high school. So they had me as their freshman principal, their sophomore principal, junior, and senior.
You know them well.
So I know them very well.
Maybe some of them too well. Yeah, I don't know.
And real proud of all of them. But it's always fun to see the growth and to see the things that each and every one of them have brought to the table, whether they've struggled with something at a time and then overcame that. You know, those things are very satisfying, and it's neat to see and a lot of fun with that, and really exciting for their next part of their adventure as they're making those adult decisions to move on into the next chapter.
How many seniors are there this year?
So we are right around 200 seniors that are going to be within our graduating
class. Is that normal? Is that high or lower? Where is that?
It's pretty normal. We're anywhere between that 190 to 215, somewhere in there. So we're pretty normal with all of those things, and just really proud of the efforts that each and every one have put forward.
I graduated with a class that was like in the mid 80s. How about you? How big was your class?
My 52, I think, was our class. Yeah, 52. And that was probably a big class from a small school. So, yeah.
If they lined up all of the 50 some people you graduated with, present day, what they look like present day, could you name them all?
I think I could do a pretty good job of that. So, when you have a small school and you've grown up with a lot of them, I think that'd be pretty close to being able to do that. Yeah.
Tell us about graduation this weekend. When is it? What time? What do people need to know?
You got it. So, this is our 150th annual commencement. Excited about that. It's Sunday, May 18th, 2025 at 1 o'clock sharp. Our students will be with the processional coming in right at 1 o'clock. We'll have about an hour ceremony. We have three great senior speakers that will be giving a little message to us. Ms. Sarah Sarda, Dr. Kindle will be in to help present the diplomas. We have a great part with our fine arts area with the orchestra director, Mr. Drew Ohlendorf, and then also Mrs. Angela Larson, our fine arts department head, as well as our choir director. Just have a big part of all of that to make that just really special with the things that are going on for that program. And then, like I said, we'll have three seniors that will give a little student address, some great messages there. We'll award the diplomas, and then we'll have, like I said, it'll be right about an hour ceremony and present the class of 2025 and throw the hats in the air, and that will be the kind of the culmination of the year for them and their education at YSD.
You know what's weird, Todd, is that you're there on graduation day with your classmates who you've been with most your whole life, and what you don't realize is that literally is the last day you may ever see some of them. You won't see them in the summer. You go your own ways, and that's it.
We have kids come in about 11 o'clock. We have some pictures lined up for that. And then we take a class photo. And right when we take that class photo, I always kind of make that remark that just sit back, look next to the person next to you, the people around you. This is the last time that this group will most likely all be together. And sometimes that hits home pretty hard for our students, but it's also something that we're excited about. And we just, you know, it's neat to see with the excitement, a little bit of nervousness, and that's okay. And my always saying is, if you're not a little nervous, you don't know what you're getting into. So, but just all those things that we really like to see. And like I said, it's a neat time from that hour before that ceremony, as that class is kind of just all together. We are in the theater visiting, just kind of a neat little thing that goes on.
Why don't you just go ahead and read all 200 names right now, and we'll wrap it up.
Well, I have started practicing all that. That's the thing that, you know, I take great pride in. I want to make sure that I get pronunciations right and everything taken care of there, and do a little practicing with that. And we'll have a little graduation practice Wednesday morning and really work with them all so that everybody understands what's going on. Neat thing too is on Wednesday, they'll get to, and we've worked it out with the elementaries and the middle schools in town, that seniors just go, they'll get their cap and gowns Wednesday around noon, and then they'll be able to go in the afternoon and visit their old elementary schools or their old middle schools and just do a quick walk through there, reflect. And it's also nice for a lot of the teachers that have had those students at times and so forth to see their growth as well. Just a great culmination of the things that we have going on.
Last question, what's one fun thing the Dorachek family wants to do this summer?
Wow, man, the biggest thing is for us, might do a little traveling, but I think just enjoy being together, being at home, and being around Yankton. I mean, that's something that we really do like, and that's the thing that we have all kinds of activities that we're involved with, and sometimes I tend to complain a little bit because it might be too many, but we enjoy it, and that's something that's really good. So I think we're looking forward to the activities, being together, and really, you know, we're in education, so we're getting ready for that next school year already. So
have a great ceremony. Have a great summer. Thanks for taking the time with us.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.